Monday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Orlando Magic to close out a four-game homestand on what will be Stephen Curry Champions Edition bobblehead night presented by Kaiser Permanente. And the Warriors have now won 9 of their last 10 contests upon taking down the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday night, 135-114. The final is in that win over Philly. Kevin Durant with a game-high 29 points to go with 5 boards and 4 assists. Stephen Curry had 22 points and 9 assists while reaching the 4,000 assists plateau for his career. Klay Thompson with 23 points and 4 trays, while Draymond Green recorded his 3rd double-double of the season with 10 points and 10 rebounds. Here's KD after the win on Saturday.
Kevin, I'd ask you how you feel, but I'm assuming it's okay.
Yeah, I'm solid. I feel good.
You guys have won 6 in a row now, all by at least 15 points. I think 17 is the lowest. What's going on now? What are the things you point to and say this is why we're doing this?
I like how we're defending. I mean, turnover still crept in tonight, but that's something we can control. But I just like how we're scrambling on the defensive end. We're moving the basketball and we're finding an open shot. When things break down, we don't panic. We just continue to keep moving, and we find a shot late in the shot clock. So, and I think that's a huge part of us, just patience. We wasn't that patient to start the game, but as it went on, we became more patient and we was able to find great shots. But it's been like that the last 6 games. Defensively, we've been doing a solid job of keeping the ball in front, making teams shoot over us, and rebounding, and we got to continue to do the same if we want to keep winning.
Kevin, on a night when Draymond has 5 blocks and that kind of a stat line, do you like that, or do you like when he's knocking down threes like he did the other night, a little bit of both?
I like both, but 10-10, 7, yeah, that's a Draymond type of night, and it's the reason why he is who he is. It's a guy everybody wants on their team, and he makes those plays for us, those key plays, whether it's the deflection, whether it's just a help defense, just being there and causing somebody else to get a steal. He just feels like he's in the right spot all the time. So, especially when he knocks it down to 3, it just makes us even better.
Hey, Knicks obviously had a good couple last games. What, obviously his scoring has been good, but what has been the biggest thing you've seen out of him the last 2 games?
Just his movement. I think he's doing a great job of moving without the ball and being aggressive when he catches it. I mean, he's making some great passes. He's finding guys. He's running sprint to his spots and making himself available and knocking down shots. So, when he's knocking down shots, man, that breaks the other team's back. He came and hit some huge threes for us in that third and was able to, you know, help us extend that lead. You know, 5 for 6 off the bench in 21 minutes, that's great basketball, plus 22. So he came out and played well. I think he's finding his rhythm and figuring everything out.
Is that what you kind of envisioned when you guys were trying to get
him something? Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's a different role for him, I'm sure, different system. But he's playing his game, man. We want him to be aggressive. He's shooting when he's open. He's being aggressive to off the dribble. He's cutting. He's making the right passes. So hopefully he continues to do so.
Hey, Kevin, a lot of people, casual fans, may not remember that you've been playing this game for a long time at the pro level.
Yeah.
But tonight you come out there and you look so fresh. I mean, what's the secret to staying that way? Because there was a lot of zip to your move out there.
Oh, well, I got some good work in this morning. I got some good work in after practice yesterday. And so it's an everyday thing for me. I mean, tomorrow I'll just try to do the same things and hopefully – and when we play again?
Play Monday.
Yeah, Monday after before shoot around, try to do the same stuff and see how I feel that, you know, during the game. So I just take it a game at a time and want to continue to just keep playing with rhythm and, you know, hopefully my shots feel good when I play again.
Just the routine?
Just regular routine I always do.
Kevin, on that note, do you see, like, the 50-40-90 thing as a significant – goal?
Yeah. The name of the game is efficiency for me. I mean, I've kind of been obsessed with that, you know, just finding the right shots, finding the perfect shots, finding shots within our offense, you know. And I know it's going to be nice when I may get 20 plus. It may be nice when I get 10 or 11. So I just, when I get it, I got to make sure I shoot the right shot, make sure I'm disciplined in my shot. And also when I'm not, you know, when we got practices and shoot arounds, just make sure I put my work in and hopefully I keep knocking them down.
Did that little thing with Embiid in the first half juice you up even more to stay aggressive after?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He talks a lot of shit. So I needed some energy. So I knew if I threw a couple words at him, he'll hype me up. So it was fun. And me and Joe always
I've been knowing him for a few years since he first came into the league, so it's nothing personal.
You guys kind of have this pattern where the third quarter it's like a takeover quarter. In your mind, what's going on then that's not going on early? Is it just a matter of, like, seeing what goes on in the first half and figuring things out, or what's going on?
I think teams coming out and hitting us in the mouth early. I think we're doing a really, really good job of staying with it, not getting discouraged when teams hit tough shots on us, correcting our mistakes pretty quickly. Coach called a few quick timeouts when we turn the ball over or we miss an assignment. And we just don't wait to correct what's going on in the games after the games. You know, I think that's the main thing. You know, he tells us in the huddles and we try to come out and execute. And at halftime, the coaching staff makes some great adjustments and let us know what's going on out there. And we try to go out there and play our best. And third quarters, we've been doing a great job at, you know, just coming out with a lot of energy out that half and trying to extend the lead and trying to get us a cushion.
What do you think of Simmons and Embiid after, I think this is the first time you've played against them?
They got a nice connection already. Simmons is a guy who wants to pass the basketball. He play in open court. He can make any pass, play with his right hand. You know, only thing that's a little that he needs to probably work on is his jump shot. Everything else he has, rebounding, defending, pushing the basketball, running the offense. He could pretty much do everything. And Embiid, I know it's tough because he's getting pulled in and out the game. I mean, you can't catch a rhythm when you getting pulled out three or four times, but he's still averaging 20 points a game. So that shows how talented he is. And he's a load down low. He can shoot it. He can put it on the floor. He can, you know, just bully you down in the paint. So he got it all. They're going to be a force in a few years. You know, even though they're playing well right now, they're going to be a force down the line. So.
And again, Monday night, the Warriors close out the homestand against Orlando before hitting the road for games in Boston, Philly, Brooklyn, and Oklahoma City. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.